What's the song?
Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David Ness of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Arizona, the 12th Hour in the Oregon, Texas. Today is January 20, 2023. Or is she that 9/20/27? We will start our first service on this Sabbath day with a song.
Sing of one first lover of Yahshua, sing his mercy and his grace. In the nations bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we hold it to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll say in shelter victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, God's will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we hold it to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trust in serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toil of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we hold it to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Okay, our prayer thought is going to be taken from Ezekiel 20. We're going to read our prayer thought from the Bible, Ezekiel 20, because this is what's happening today. We have people coming from all over the world. 50 years ago, I was talking to somebody. They said, did you know there's 120, 25 nations already here in the United States? I said, I didn't know that. They said, yeah, they're coming from all over the world. I said, well, 50 years later now, they must be all here. So it says here in Ezekiel 20, the reason for that, it says that, and it came to pass, the name of our sermon, though, the name of our sermon is going to be, his name, the Call of Abraham. And that's on Patriarchs and Prophets, page 125. And we're going to, like I said before, to our prayer thought, Ezekiel 20. It says, and it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, that a certain of the elders of the tribes of Israel, of the 12 tribes of Israel, came for the inquiring of the Yahweh, and they sat before me. Then came the word of way unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be inquired of you. Now Ezekiel is the son of man, and his prophecy is for the 12th hour that we're in now. And the people we're talking to is the present day spiritual Israel, and that would happen to be the Seventh Day Adventist Church. Now this, with that thought in mind, let us continue. Wilt thou judge them, the Seventh Day Adventist, son of man? Now he's asking, wilt thou judge them, Ezekiel? Now Ezekiel's prophecy, Ezekiel's dead, so Ezekiel is not here receiving this prophecy, the fulfillment, but Elijah David is. So when he says son of man, it's whoever is living at the time that they receive this prophecy, that's who he's asking. Will you judge the house of Israel? Or when the timeline is given me for the point now at 144,000 that are to come forth out of the Seventh-day Adventist Church to be harvested as the first fruits offering, then they're going to be pointed out by this son of man. And that judgment is Ezekiel 9. In other words, he's going to say to the Advent, Ezekiel 9 is here. And it's time for a separation now of the saints from the sinners in the Advent Church. That will be started with the 144,000. And then you'll tell them that Yahshua is here, the son of Yahweh, the Father. He is here to bring this 144,000 forth as the first priest's offering. And that's going to take place on the Mount Sinai in Israel. Now, it's spelled the word S-I-O-N, but it should be spelled Z-I-O-N. Ezekiel 14:1. S-I-O-N, or S-I-O-N, comes from Sinai, Saudi Arabia. Okay, let's go ahead. Said that, wilt thou judge them, son of man? This is antithetical Elijah. Elijah's here, the 12th hour, and Yahweh's asking him through Ezekiel, wilt thou judge them, thou son of man? Will thou judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers? Are you going to cause the Seventh-day Adventist Church terrors to know the abomination of their fathers in the wilderness? Are you going to, teach them? You going to tell them? Okay. He said, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. From the day that I lifted up my hand unto them for the bringing them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with the milk and honey, which is the glory of all land, then said I unto them, Cast away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. Don't be doing that now. Get away from them idols. You know what those idols are. You know all the idols of Egypt. Yahweh, your he says, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verily, they rebelled against me, and I would not hearken unto them. for they did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them for the accomplishing of my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrote for my name's sake that it should not be believed before the heathen among whom they were, and whose outside I made myself known unto them, and of bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Now we're in the spiritual land of Egypt today. This prophecy will be fulfilled. I made myself known unto them, and of bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Now folks, we're in the process of setting the stage for Isaiah 11, for Yahweh performing a second exodus, and a typical exodus that for this time it brings them out of all nations of the world from the four corners of the earth. I said the four corners of the world. Earth in prophecy usually is talking about the United States alone. It says, wherefore I curse them to go forth out of the land and earth. Therefore I cause them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into their wilderness. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment. When he said I gave them my statutes, it's talking about the law, L-A-W. The law is plural, meaning when he says the law, it covers all the law of the saint, all the statutes, ordinances, precepts, judgment, commandments of the sanctuary. And it starts with the seventh day Sabbath as being the first commandment. It says so. Leviticus 23, verse 1, says so. And then there's 44 verses there talking about all these statutes that Yahweh gave them and commanded them. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment. If a man shall do them, will forever live in them. I'll rearrange a few little words here to make it flow more smoothly. Has the same meaning. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath. Look at this. For a sign between them. For a sign means present tense. If you leave it like it's written, to be a sign, they say, well, I gave them that to be a sign sometime in the future. No, it's always perpetual, for a sign between me and them, and that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctify them. When does Yahweh sanctify his people? When his son Yahshua presents all of their sins before him on the Day of Atonement, and the Father blots out all their sins, then that's when he sanctifies Israel for that year, on the Day of Atonement. So when he says sanctify them, I will sanctify them if everything has been properly put in place, my son taken and representing their sins by his blood before me, and he has to have the incense from off the altar, and my son offers these sins up, then he's got to bring incense from off the altar, or I won't even receive them now, if they don't come with the incense off the altar. So I was very particular. Really, the house of the Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, for they walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgment, that if a man do, he shall even live in them, and my Sabbath. When you see an S on Sabbath, you're talking about all of his holy days for a year in Israel. That's the seventh-day Sabbath. That's the annual feast of the unleavened bread, Passover. That's the Pentecost Sabbath that comes once a year. That's the Atonement once a year. Feast of Tabernacles once a year. Solemn Assembly once a year. When you get through, you have 70 holy days for Israel to keep in a given year. Okay? So he says, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, for they walked not in my statutes, and they despised all my judgments. That if a man do, he shall even live in them, and my Sabbath they greatly polluted. Then I said, I would pour out my fury unto them in the wilderness for the consuming them. But I wrought my namesake that if they should not be polluted before the heathen in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I will not bring them into the land that I have given them, flowing with the milk and honey. That is, as the glory of all land. Because they despise my judgment and walk not in my statute, verily polluting all my Sabbath, for their heart went after their idols. Same thing today, folks. House of Israel said they've been assured. Almost total idol worship there. That's what we're here for, to change all of that. We have the Antipa Elijah's ministry. Elijah the Tishbite, now I'm telling you. Elijah the Tishbite, he had one great burden. Yahweh knew his burden. That was to cleanse up all the idols worshipped in the land of Israel in his day. And indeed, he accomplished that. Starting with King Ahab and Jezebel. Yeah, he accomplished it. Nevertheless, mine eyes spared them from the destroying of them, neither did I make an end of them and their wilderness. No, there's a remnant that came out of the wilderness. With a new leader, Joshua, with the Ark of the Covenant, they didn't bring the tabernacle with them. When they crossed over the Jordan, they only crossed over with the Ark of the Covenant. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgment, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Yahshua. I am the Yahweh, your father, Yahweh. Walk in my statutes, and seek my judgment and do them, and hallow my Sabbath. Hallow means sanctify them, make my Sabbath holy in your residence. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Yahweh, your Creator, and my Son Yeshua is your Redeemer, Emancipator, and King. That should have all been put right there in that verse. Notwithstanding, the adults rebelled against me, for they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgment. I have to do them, that if a man do, he shall even live in them. And they polluted all my Sabbath. And I said I would pour out my fury upon them for the accomplishing of my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen. Who were the heathen? That's your Egyptians. That's your half-brother to Isaac. That's Ishmael and his descendants, in whose sight I brought them out. So whenever he says heathen, he's talking about your half-brother to Israel. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them to all the countries, because they had not executed my judgment. When it says execute my judgment, they did not set up. I'm going to tell you what, I got into that. That's present too. I've always known that. My brother Johnson. They say, and now let us go to Jeremiah 44 and let's see what we have there. Okay, Jeremiah 44:1, for the word that came unto Jeremiah concerning all of the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at the Migdol, and at the Tophanes, and at the Nock, and in the country of the Patriarch sin. Thus saith Yeshua of the host. Now we're in the company of the Son of Yahweh. He is the King of Israel. You have seen all the evil. When it says here in Jeremiah, that says the Lord of hosts, talking about Yeshua, the God of Israel. No, he's the King of Israel. He's not the God of Israel. Yahweh the Father, his Father is the Yahweh of Israel, not his Son. But his Son is the King of Israel. You have seen all the evil that I have brought upon the Yahweh and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein, because of their wickedness which they have committed, for the provoking me unto anger, and that they went for the burning incense, and for the serving other gods, whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate, that they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of the Judah, and in the streets of the Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore now this says Yeshua of the host, as the king of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls? Now here's the word souls come up there. He says, for the cutting off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, for the leaving you none to remain, and that you provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, by the burning of the incense unto other gods in the land of the Egypt, whither ye be gone for the dwelling, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of the Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your fathers, which they have committed in the land of the Judah, and in the streets of the Jerusalem? For they are not humble, even unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your father. Therefore thus saith Yeshua of the host, king of the Israel. I'll put to get back again, as the king of the Israel. Behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and for the cutting off of all Judah. And I will take the remnant of the Judah that have set their faces for the going into the land of Egypt, for the sojourning there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of the Egypt. You shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine, for they shall die from the least even unto the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and there shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of the Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt for the sojourning there shall escape or remain that should return into the land of the Judah. Judah is your law given in the last days in Genesis 49:10. A scepter shall not depart from Judah, meaning a rod, authority for Yahweh's government, to be restored and taught, for the which they have a desire to return to dwell there, for none shall return but such as shall escape. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto the other gods, and all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt and the pasture, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Yeshua, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do that whatsoever thing goeth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes in the cities of the Judah. This is bad, because Judah is your lawgiver, and the headquarters is at Jerusalem, where the king of tallest ground is at today, and that king of tallest ground is called the kingdom of David. And in the streets of the Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense unto the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burn incense unto the queen of heaven and pour out drink offerings unto her, did we make cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? Oh my. So they poured out drink offerings, meaning that they had cups to pour out their drink offerings into so they could drink. But they had made up, and they made cakes to the queen of heaven. And then Jeremiah said unto the people, unto the men, and unto the women, and unto all the people which had given him that answer, said, for the incense that you burn in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings, and your princesses, and the people of the land, did not the Yeshua remember them and change it not into this mind? Now remember, I'm talking about Yeshua, as all the other prophets of old talked about. They had met him. Yeshua is the author of the whole Bible, Old and New Testament. He translated it to Moses and coming out of Egypt and the wilderness of the people. 40 years, Yeshua was there with Moses, and he translated it, and Moses dictated it, and he put it in writing. For Yeshua gave him while he was in that cloud above him. So Moses had a 40-year period for the writing of the Old Testament. So after they give him the credit for writing the first five books, the Law of Moses. Now, he didn't write Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the other prophets. He wrote the first five books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He wrote those five. Called the Law of Moses. So that and they called that the Bible of the Old Testament at the time. So that the Yeshua could no longer bear because of the evil of your sins and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as at this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Yeshua and his father Yahweh, and have not obeyed the voice of the son Yeshua, or the father Yahweh, nor have you walked in his law. Now see, he's talking about the law of Yeshua. Nor in his statutes, nor in his testimony. Therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people and unto all the women, hear the word of the Yeshua, O Judah, that are in the land of Egypt. It says, Yeshua of the host. It says, host. It's talking about his host as the people that he is with. Otherwise, they wouldn't say hello. And Yahshua would not be here in person. But really, he is here in person, and so he has a people that he is governing, as called his host, the king of Israel. Saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and for the pouring out of our drink offerings unto her, yet you will surely accomplish your vow, and surely perform your vow. Therefore hear ye the word of the Yahshua, all the Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Yahshua, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of the Judah and all of the land of the Egypt, saying, For the Yahshua liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good, and all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword. So all those men of Judah stayed in the land of Egypt when Yahshua went with Moses down to deliver them out of Egypt. At the end of the 430 years that Yahweh told Abraham about, when those men of Judah would not come out of the land of Egypt, they wanted to stay down there because they had married Egyptian wives and they didn't have their homes set up down there. They didn't give a hoot about going back to their homeland that they had inherited. So he says, Judah and all that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and there shall be an end of them down there. Yet, verse 28, yet a small number that escaped the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt and to the land of the Judah. All the remnant of the Judah, now this is only the remnant of Judah, those that come under the rod and the bond of covenant that are sanctified by Yahshua, that are gone into the land of Egypt for the sojourner there, shall know whose words will stand, mine or theirs, and this shall be a sign. Now here's this word sign again. We read it in Ezekiel 20, verse 20. Mentioned the sign one time in that chapter. Now in Jeremiah 44, this is the first time we read that word shine. Very important. Verse 29, and this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Yahshua, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil. In other words, I come down into Egypt, I try to get you to come up out of there, and you wouldn't do it, so I'm going to punish you right here where you're at. I'm going to leave you right here. Thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of the Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. Okay, this ends Jeremiah chapter 44, and this is the end of our sermon for the day, for this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour phone number. Let me click on audio. All right, we're going to close out of the song.
We have an anchor that keeps the soul. Will your anchor hold in the storm of life? When the clouds unfold their wings as dry, when the strong tides lift and the cable strength, will your anchor drift our firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while that billows roll. Fastened in the rock, this cannot move, not eternity in the Savior's law. It's a safety moored till the storm withstand, what is the secret of the Savior's hand? And the cable's cast from his heart to thine, then he falls at last through his strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock, which cannot move, not eternity in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear, when the breakers tell that the reef is near. Though the tempest rage and the wild winds blow, not an angry wife to stop up or flow. We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened in the rock, this cannot move, run eternity in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death, when the waters cold chill our latest breath. When the rising tide never fall, for I hope that God's within the veil. We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock, which cannot move, from eternity in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold in the dawning light, and gates of pearl our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast to the heavenly shore, with the storms all past forevermore. Have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock, which cannot move, not eternity in the same.